Miser.
Miser, okay.
Let me see.
That all depends. I mean, that if he never spent a cent just because he liked to hoard money, he'd be a miser. But then if he never spent a cent simply because he didn't have to, I'd say that he probably has the basic problem of life lick.
Okay. Let's say somebody who has plenty of money, you might say, he has plenty of money, and but you'll have to earn it. He's a regular, what, miser would you use?
He has plenty of money, but you have to earn it. I'm not sure.
If you're working for somebody?
I might say he's tight-fisted.
Tight-fisted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or just tight.
We mentioned common or tight.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned common. How do you interpret that? How would you apply that to people, the word common?
Common is used a pejorative.
Usually?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And if an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite...
Hale.
Hale. Okay.
Usually hale and hardy together.
Okay. If it's a young person, who's very active and lively, you say she's very what?
Hyperactive.
Okay.
Let's see, just active or?
Okay. Let me see. If you had some kids that were out late at night, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little, what?
Anxious.
Okay. If you wanted to use the word easy, you know, you wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You'd say you felt
uneasy.
Okay. If it's nighttime and you're alone, you might say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
Scared.
Mm-hmm. Scared of the dark. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other words you might use?
Yeah, that's interesting, too, because now I generally say afraid.
Uh-huh.
But then all my life, I've said afraid.
Uh-huh.
Afraid.
That's interesting.
As a matter of fact, that girls I've gone with used to try to maneuver me into saying
afraid
because they get such a kick out of it. You know, that I would use it some in this context, usually, that like they say, if I've got a date with a girl or something like that, and said, and I don't have enough money or something like that to do something we both want to do, and she says, well, do you have any money? And she says, yes, but not enough, I'm afraid. And I might still lapse into a friend.
Uh-huh. Is that, what about your family's usage? Would that be like that?
I don't think so. I think that might be just Briscoe-ism, my family calls them.
Okay.
We all have our isms, Ann-isms, Briscoe-ism, Fryn-ism, etc.
Okay. Let me see. What about a person who gets afraid easily? You call him a...
Scaredy cat.
Okay. And a place like a dark road alongside a graveyard, you call that a what?
It's a scary place.
Okay. You might say of somebody, she isn't afraid now, but she what?
She what now?
She isn't afraid now. But
she was afraid.
Okay, or she isn't a scaredy cat now, but she what?
She used to be.
She used to be. Okay.
Incidentally, that's a very interesting thing I try and point out to my students. The dental ending. So often you don't pronounce the dental ending, but it still has to go there.
Yeah,
particularly
right.
It's use and ask.
Yeah.
That's interesting.